Here we are through the Word, back in our fifth and final cycle of three psalms in the Psalms of Ascent. We've been in the Psalms of Ascent since Psalm 120 for five cycles of three. And today, Psalm 133 marks the second and our final cycle of three, meant to be sung together with your travel companions as you traverse the seven hills of Jerusalem and approach the great city where God's temple was, the place where you could come for the feasts to worship and sacrifice to God. You get a second wind. You're at the end. You're almost there. People from all over are also traveling in caravans to get there, just like you. It's brought the entire nation together, and Psalm 133 is about how good it is to worship God together, to come together right now. Verse 1, behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. There's something about a campfire, and on this journey you would have had plenty of them, laughing, talking, sharing food. A campfire is the ultimate symbol of unity and togetherness. We all get glimpses of that unity in life, but those moments, they don't last. And if you've ever been on a camping trip with another family, when it was all over, sometimes there's a real sense of emptiness and sadness because what you had together was so good. The bonds, the love, all that you experience, joy and blessedness of sitting around a campfire, laughing, talking, opening up about your struggles, telling stories, observing how other families do things, knowing that they've taught you something valuable all along the way. And all of that is the enriching experience of moving forward together as one. After all, this has been a road trip heading up to the temple to worship, and all road trips deserve a good track list. That's what the Psalms of Ascent have been. They've been the epic mixtape for the ultimate journey, a trip to see God. And despite all your differences with your travel companions, the one thing that brings you together in unity is that you worship the same God. This Sunday, look around church, and you'll feel it. Doctors and patients, lawyers and ex-cons, millionaires and minimum wage employees, all worshiping together because the one thing that unites us is Him. And we all want to come together and worship the Lord. It's not only good, it's pleasant. Behold, how pleasant. Behold means take notice. Don't take this for granted. This is a gift from God. It's good. It pleases God. In fact, when we don't dwell together in unity, it grieves the Spirit of God. Ephesians 4:29 tells us, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may also benefit those who listen. And nestled right in the middle of that passage in the next verse is the statement about grieving the Holy Spirit, verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. That means that strife, the opposite of unity, grieves the Holy Spirit. Unity is one of God's greatest accomplishments. It's what Jesus prayed for, by the way, on the night he was betrayed. That kind of unity is good and pleasant. It's as pleasant as Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder sitting down at a piano playing a duet. I mean, can you imagine anything more pleasant than those two coming together? In the 80s, they sung an amazing song called Ebony and Ivory about unity, those two colors on the keyboard coming together and making a melody. Ebony and Ivory live together in perfect harmony, side by side on a piano. Keyboard, oh Lord, why don't we? Well, why don't we? Verse 2 tells us that it's not just good and pleasant, it's also holy. It is like fine oil on the head, running down the beard, running down Aaron's beard, over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, falling on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has bestowed the blessing of life forevermore. When Moses anointed Aaron and his sons as the holy priests set apart to God, he poured a holy special oil over him to signify that the Holy Spirit was all around them, all over them. And you may not have that oil dripping down your beard, but traveling together, living in unity, you are experiencing something holy. You're actually experiencing God Himself. Sitting around that campfire, singing, laughing, talking, this is what God feels like. And if disunity grieves the Spirit, unity brings a sense of His presence. Verse 3 said, "It is like the dew of Hermon falling on the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord has bestowed His blessing." Now, to be honest, the commentaries trip up over this. How can dew dripping down one mountain flow up another? Some of them write, maybe we've gotten our Hebrew words wrong. But I picture that the psalmist is describing the children of Israel traveling up and down the hills as a group of families, passing through the ravines, valleys, and gullies, making their way up the next summit. And they see Mount Hermon, the tallest of the mountains, and the dew-like oil is falling down the mountain and doing something dew never does, continuing its descent with such abundance, it's now climbing another hill, and the dew of one mountain just starts to spread out. It's the people. The people are moving up and over the hills, bringing with them God's presence, the dew of His blessing. This, of course, is like the dew of Aaron's beard, running over and into other areas. But of course, dew doesn't do this. Dew don't do this, but they do. Their moving caravans, moving from one hill to the other, are bringing that dew of refreshment up and over the hills, filling the land with a good and pleasant unity, audible through laughter and song. This is what happens whenever we get together, love, peace, and unity, traveling one to another. Every gathering on a Sunday, just like them coming together in Jerusalem, all coming up to that place to meet God. God giving us a foretaste of what heaven will be like when we are all one in His presence, worshiping Him, the one who makes all of this possible. And God's people gather together as the Lord gives His blessing of life forevermore.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.